Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some news from everyone's favorite Malthusian cult, the World Economic Forum. And they're starting to reveal what they have in store for us next. What's the next part of their agenda? They're starting to let the cat out of the bag. So, Josh, let's go ahead and cut to this clip right here from my Twitter feed, or at least my George Gammon is in Twitter jail account at GE Gammon. This is a clip from the most recent World Economic Forum where this gentleman, who is obviously part of the Malthusian cult, along with Klaus and Ursula and Rebecca at the UN and the IMF and all the usual suspects, he talks about their new technological breakthrough that will allow them to implement the next phase of their authoritarian agenda. Let's go ahead and click on the clip, Josh.
We're developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet.
Did you hear that, Josh? I love that. The crowd's like, wow, that's fantastic. Yes, yes, you go, Mr. Authoritarian. So he says that this is going to give the consumer the ability to track their carbon footprint, what they're eating, you know, how they're traveling. But obviously, if the corporation or the government gives that power to the consumer, they're going to have all of the data. So then you layer that over the top of a central bank digital currency, and you can see exactly where this is going. So then some of you would push back and say, oh, George, well, yeah, we're a long way away from a central bank digital currency. That's just conspiracy theory, tinfoil hatter talk. All right, well, let's go over to this recent article from Investopedia. This was one day ago. The title, New York Fed launches digital dollar, in other words, central bank digital currency, pilot program with the big banks, which basically own the Fed. So this is not something that's just happening in China. This is happening right here in the United States. I've been talking about this since I started the George Gammon channel in 2019. Everyone back then was telling me that I was crazy, that I was fear-mongering, that I was the tinfoil hatter. Oh, you're Alex Jones. Oh, really? Okay. Now look what we have. It's just becoming more and more and more commonplace. They rolled out FedNow, or they're rolling out FedNow in 2023, which is basically the back-end infrastructure that you'd need to settle these payments with a digital dollar, Fed bucks, we'll call them. And now they're starting to say, hey, banks, play around with this for the next 12 weeks and let us know your thoughts. How can we streamline this? What do we need to improve on to make sure that we can roll this out in the future? And you say, okay, George, what does that have to do with the Malthusian cult members micromanaging or tracking your carbon footprint or how much and what types of things you're consuming? Because once they ban cash and then everyone goes onto a Fed buck or Fed coin, CBDC, that means that your account is now going to be a liability of the Federal Reserve. They're going to be able to track everything. And with this digital dollar, it's going to basically be code, right? So instead of a green piece of paper, they're going to be able to program that and they're going to be able to control it. So what they'll most likely do is they'll give you a ration of carbon that you can use every single month, but you can't use more than that. And if you use more than that, your dollars, which are these Fed coins, just won't work. You literally can't buy anything. So toward the end of the month, if you've eaten a little bit too much beef or haven't eaten enough bugs, said another way, or maybe you've filled up your old school diesel truck Oh, ho, ho. No, sir. We can't allow that, because anyone that would own a old school 7.3 Power Stroke diesel has got to be a domestic terrorist. And therefore, we need to just go ahead and freeze your Fed bucks. So now you can't use them. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
George, I can show you how this actually works from the World Economic Forum itself.
Yeah, let's bring it up, Josh.
So this is like we talked about this a few months ago about the economy.
Oh, of course.
Credit card that is endorsed by everyone. But you were saying that they can just deny your access to funds if you're going over your carbon credit. But that doesn't make sense.
They don't even need to deny your access to it. They don't even need to freeze your account like Trudeau did to the truckers. All they have to do is just click a button and you literally cannot spend your Fed coin, your dollars, because they're programmed. And who controls the program? Well, of course, it's the central planners. So if you're doing something, if you're behaving in a bad way, shame on you. You know, if you're using too much carbon in a month, they're going to go ahead and put you in the naughty corner for 10 minutes. And when you're in the naughty corner, because you've used too much carbon, then you're just basically impoverished for the last 2 days. You know what it's like? It's like going back to when I was in college and I was working about 15 jobs just to make ends meet or whatever. As most of you know, I almost flunked out of high school, but as a result of an athletic scholar, I won't go into that, I was able to get into college, but I had to work my way through, like I'm sure many of these people on the live stream right now. And I still almost flunked out of college as well. But again, another story. But I remember vividly. And even when I got out of college, when I started working, and many times as an entrepreneur, when I would start a business and it wasn't doing well and I didn't have any money and I dumped all my money into it, there'd be times where the last few days of the month, whether it was getting a paycheck or whether it was being, getting accounts receivable, getting money that was owed to me, I was done. I literally had zero money. So I'd have to sit there and, scrounge around in the couch cushions just for change to go to Taco Bell or to put gas in the car. So this is the world that we're moving towards. But it doesn't matter how much money you make, right? You could make $1 million a month and it won't matter. You'll be put into the exact same position that you were in college when you're scrounging around for change. But in this world, that change won't even buy you anything, because remember, cash is illegal. So you'll have to just, like, the last day of that you actually have access to your funds, but you'll have to go to the store and figure out what foods have a zero carbon footprint and just load up on those foods to last you through the end of the month.
Well, they
you'll have to go through, you'll have to buy kelp, you'll have to buy mealworms, you'll have to buy ants, you'll have to buy whatever bug doesn't that you can buy to just give yourself some sort of sustenance to last you for the last week of the month, because you were evil and you filled up your truck with diesel, or you ate one too many steaks, or had a couple too many beers. That's exactly where this is headed. That's the slippery slope we're on. And you can sit there and call it a conspiracy theory. You can say, oh, you're Alex Jones, tinfoil hatter. Okay, fine. Let's just go ahead and we'll revisit this video in about 5 years' time and see what the world looks like then.
So they don't want us eating those dirty meat lovers.
But oh yeah, that's terrible, terrible, terrible.
We should all stick to our vegan diets that consist of cereal and breads and seed oils, which is just incredible for the body.
Right, but why don't they have bugs up there? Notice, I mean, bugs, that's the cure-all, Josh.
Yeah.
If you just eat bugs, then it's like a zero carbon footprint. It's like the perfect food. Oh, geez. You can either laugh or cry, my friend. You can either laugh or cry. All right. Well, that's the big news. There you go. From the Malthusian cultists, from Klaus himself. You guys enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for liberty, freedom to buy whatever you want to buy. Free market capitalism. See you in the next video.